Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the living God. Hello, everybody. Today is the day that we give God the glory. We give God thanks for all the things He has done for us. And you know what? I want to tell you one thing, that God loves you, and so do I. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. Eternal life is saying, woo, you mean I'm going to live forever? Yeah. Am I going to have to die physically? Yes. Spiritually, no, because when you come to know Jesus, Jesus will take you to the next level. Tonight, I wanted to say a few things. You got a customer coming on, a beloved. And one thing I want to talk about before we do, I want to have a prayer with you. Father, tonight we just come before you with thanksgiving in our hearts for the many blessings you have bestowed upon us. We thank you, sir, everything you have shown us this day, how you kept your hands over us, you watched over us, and you let us know that it's you. It's you and you alone. We thank you for it. Your word is more powerful than another word. Your word is the only word. I want to thank you for giving Jesus the fullness to come and set me free from all of my sins. I know, I believe. And I want to thank you for the new route that you have me on, Father. I want to praise you. I want to love you. The new ministry that you got me on, I pray and I believe what you're doing in my life. I want to thank you for everything you're doing. Pray for my wife. Pray for my son and my daughter. Pray for my granddaughter, grandson. I pray this hour with all of those around the world. Start with America. I pray for America, for the president, for both houses of Congress, for the governor, for the mayor. All of America, I give you the praise. I give you the praise. And I love you tonight because you are God that say you can do all things. And then, Father, we just want to acknowledge that it's Jesus Christ who has paid the price. You said in your word, Father, out of Hebrews chapter 1, you said, in time past, God spoke to us by the prophets, but more excellently He speaks to us by His Son, Jesus Christ. And, Father, when He speaks to you through Jesus Christ, He talks back to you, but give us a place with you. And for that, we want to say thank you. As we come on this 29th day of December, 2014, we thank you, we love you, and we praise you. Tonight, we just say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And, sir, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise the Lord. Hello, Sonia. How you doing?
Amen. How about you?
I'm blessing you. I'm blessed. Amen. I know you got a word for us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I think that's the beginning of it right there.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, because all that running we do.
Yes.
And all the things that we do.
Yes.
It still has nothing to do with what God has done. Amen.
Amen.
God is good.
Absolutely.
And, you know, God, I thank Him that it's not based on me and my performance.
Amen. Likewise.
I thank Him that it's not based on me self-helping myself to get right.
Likewise.
I thank Him.
I
thank Him for showing me that I can't do it.
Likewise.
And, you know, before we start, I just want to just surrender myself to the Lord as I come off a busy day through the city, through
yes.
the commute from New York to New Jersey and through all the people, the busyness of life. And
my
just
Lord.
The hustle and bustle and the rat race and the, you know, all this we go through. You know, in our days. And everybody's got their different things they go through in their different locations in this world. Some
Amen.
Of us are running from lions, and some of us are the lions. You know, and some of us are running through airports. Some of us are hurtling different situations and circumstances. Some of
yeah.
us are sitting up in the hospital all day long with family members, with children terminally ill. Some of us are going through different situations, burying family members. Some of us are looking for this lost plane has been lost over 30 hours.
Yes.
Some of us are bearing loved ones, the two New York City policemen that were shot execution style, or the man that shot them and committed suicide down in the subway. You know,
yes.
We are going through so many different situations in this world.
Yes.
You know, down there in Crowley, Texas, they found a family killed, four members in the house, that the man possibly committed suicide but killed everybody before he did.
Yes.
That's Crowley, Texas, somewhere around you. You know, things are going on everywhere in this world.
Everywhere.
North Korea, South Korea, Iran, the Ayatollah is commenting on Twitter about what's going on in that state. You know, there's so much going on in this world. Ebola, at the border of Liberia and Sierra Leone, they have more cases that have developed unknowingly. There's so much going on. There are buried so many people that are dying of Ebola in Africa every day. There's so many people dying of malaria, something that have been eradicated here in the States for 20 or 30 years. They're still dying in Africa of malaria daily. Polio, they dying of polio in Africa daily.
My God.
And that's been eradicated since Roosevelt was president.
Yes.
There's so much going on because of greed. There's so much going on because of the greediness of people in this world. There's so much starvation. Children are dying every day of starvation, not having clean water to drink.
Say it.
There's so much going on. So, Father God, we come boldly to your throne of grace, lifting up all these things to you.
Yes,
Lord God, as we talk about them, as we contemplate them, they seem overwhelming.
My God.
But we know that there's nothing too hard for you.
Yes.
And Father God, although we don't see it, we know that you have your body prepared to touch every bit of this situation, that your spirit can flow through all of us.
Yes.
To have an impact in this world.
Yes.
That cannot be stopped.
My God.
So, Father, we cast all these cares on you. And we ask you, Lord God, to use us for your glory.
To your glory.
We pray for your body tonight, Lord God, the body of Christ.
Yes.
To be in place.
Beautiful.
As you called us to be all over this world, shake us up, Lord God.
Yes.
Shake us up. Stir us shake up. Wake us up.
Wake us up.
Lord, cause us to see what you see. To be your hands, your feet, your heart. To go forth with your love in our hearts, shed abroad in our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
To touch the lives you called us to touch. We pray to you, Lord of the harvest.
Yes.
To send laborers into the harvest, for the harvest is plenteous and the laborers are few. Oh God, we pray to you. And we know that nothing is impossible with you, oh God. As we talk about these impossible situations, we lift them up to you, Lord God. We lift up your body. We pray for your body. We pray for your body to be in place where you call us to be in place. Not where we think we need to be, but where you call us to be. Father, we ask you to forgive us of all our sins, known, unknown, committed, and omitted. Lord, things that we've thought, spoken, and we've acted upon that have not brought glory to your name.
My Lord.
Father, we ask your forgiveness
as
we stand praying.
Yes,
and Father, we forgive all those that have sinned against us, oh God. We release them to your precious Holy Spirit. And Father, we just thank you that your word says in 1 John 1 and 9 that if we confess our sins, that you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And Father, as we've lifted up these situations in your body, we believe that you've heard our prayer. And Father God, we just thank you
that you just
organize us, Lord God, like a chessboard to be where you've called us to be. Father, move us by your spirit where you want us to be at this day, at this hour, to be used by you. And Father, whatever's in us that's not of you, Father, take it out.
Take it out.
Oh, Lord, you are awesome God.
Awesome God.
That we may be able to be used by you completely. We surrender to you, oh God.
Yes,
our lives, our everything, our whole being. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, God Amen. Is faithful, and he's Amen. Able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. This word is true.
Yes.
And what's so great about it is the grace of God.
Amen.
There's nothing I can do but believe.
Believe me, that's it.
There's nothing I can do but have faith in what God has done. You know, Romans 3 and 22 through 24 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Then verse 24 says, being justified freely by his grace.
By his grace.
Through the redemption that is in Christ.
My God. My God, my God.
Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
My God.
Now, from what I read in my Bible and what I have, you know, what I have read tonight and what I've been reading is your performance and your behavior don't have nothing to do with it, but your belief and your faith do.
Praise God.
Because our performance and our behavior is what got us where we are.
Mm-hmm.
To meet a Savior.
My God.
But our belief and our faith in what God did to reconcile us back to him is what gets us to eternal life and what gets our life to be controlled by him.
That's it.
And the thing about all this is I've noticed that, you know, when I've gone to church, a lot of times I hear things that are contrary to this.
Yeah.
When you read in the Bible, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes say things that are contrary to this.
Yes.
And these are the people that know the Word of God.
My God.
Help me, somebody. Now, if I'm not telling the truth, let me know.
Yes, yes, yes.
When I started reading the Bible, you know, because I see why that word in Timothy say study to show yourself approved. I see why that's so important. Because if you don't study, you're going to go down the wrong path. If you stand and listen to a lot of things that the church folks, the Pharisees, Sadducees, the scribes, and these are people that are writing the law, these are the people that are studying the law, and that are teaching the people in the synagogue, that are teaching the people in the church.
My God.
Now, I want to just back up a little bit, because it was some very interesting scripture that one of the men of God brought out in Matthew.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to work around a little bit tonight. Chapter 2. And I thought it was very interesting, and it had me thinking all day about this.
Uh-huh.
Matthew chapter 2. This is when Jesus was born.
Okay.
And I want to show you the reaction. This was shown to me now. I'm not acting like this was brand new, like I just got this. But it was just so amazing that this would happen like this.
Yeah.
Okay. Matthew chapter 2, verse 3, it says, when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Now, this is talking about Jesus.
Yes.
And, okay, I'll back up to one so we can get it all. This is when the Magi, the wise men, are coming to find Jesus. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, mm-hmm. where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Check this out. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. So this raised the roof up in Jerusalem, right?
Yes.
Okay. Next verse 4. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. Now, okay, that's a big disturbance going on in this city. Here he brought in the chief priests and scribes. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, and thus it is written by the prophet.
Yes.
In verse 6, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.
Yes.
And then when Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. So he's getting all the information. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me a word again that I may come and worship him.
Yes.
Did you notice something? These chief priests and scribes had moved the finger.
Yes.
Now, all this is going on, and here the church folks here, here the people that know the word of God, they hadn't even went to search for this, for the Messiah.
Michael.
They didn't do nothing. And I'm saying, what's going on in the church? They know the word. They've given information, but they haven't went to move nothing.
Yeah.
They've given a sign that, hey, we've been following this star, and here we come to Jerusalem. It's upset everybody. And you're coming in to give Herod some information, but you're not concerned enough to even go look for this. So what's going on with you? You know, and we got that same thing going on today. Do we really, in the church, are we really concerned about eternal life? Or what's going on with us? Or we're more concerned about getting this ministry together? Are we competing against that pastor? Or what are we doing here? Are we concerned about winning souls for the kingdom?
My God.
Is this stuff real? Are we just trying to get people to pay tax and dues to keep the lights on?
My God.
So what are we concerned about? Are we concerned about going into all the world preaching the gospel? Or are we concerned about having the Cadillac? I mean, for me, what is this issue? You know, what's going on here? Where is our mindset?
My God. I hear you, sister.
It's been on me personally.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If these chief priests and these scribes ain't concerned about going to search for Jesus, well then we got that same mentality going on today.
Yes.
You know, you have people out ministering on the street, and they talking about, well, did your pastor let you come out here? Who? What?
Who? Jesus.
Who said to ask the pastor? If God has put in you to go minister on the corner and hear that prayer, where did it come in line? Where is that in the Bible that you need to be approved by the pastor when Jesus told you to go into all the world and preach the gospel?
All the world.
I'm just asking a question, because if I'm out of line, let me know, because I'm not connected with this religious politics and all this. I don't know. I'm going to step on all the denomination stuff, because they, you know, one person was asking me when I was handing out Christmas cards at the office, what denomination are you? I'm not one. I just believe from the table of contents to the book of maps. I don't even make maps a book. So you deal with that. You know, I believe the whole Bible. I even believe when it say copyright. You know, if whatever that Bible say, I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying here, where are we here when we got to get approved by the pastor to go hand out tracts?
Ah, Jesus.
Oh, you know, when we're not searching for Jesus ourselves, something ain't right with us.
That's it.
You know, and we the church, and what's going on? You know, because I was I started reading the Bible from the beginning, and I was reading about the tithes in the Old Testament.
Uh-huh.
And it's not even like what the pastors are preaching about the tithes.
No.
When the law was first given out about the tithes, you go to a specific place, and I can give you the scripture for it, and eat the tithe there before the Lord. And if it's too far, you turn whatever you got the tithe into cash and go to that location, and then you buy it and do it before the Lord.
Amen.
It started to come to the house of God when the temple was torn down, or when they were trying to rebuild the temple, when they said, okay, bring your offerings, and people started bringing tithes.
Yes.
Okay, but then we are Gentiles. If I don't have any Jewish people listening to me tonight, we're Gentiles. This word doesn't even apply to us.
No.
The book of Acts, they wrote a letter to the Gentiles. Come on, witness somebody.
All right.
Because they didn't want us to keep the law. Because if you keep in the law, you are not believing Jesus. And
you're
what Jesus came and did, Jesus fulfilled the law.
Yes,
and we're under grace. And I'm not saying that because I want people to stop giving to the church. The Bible says in the New Testament that God loves a cheerful giver. When we're giving cheerfully, we're going to give over the tithe. We're going to give over what a normal offering is. You might get the whole check. You're going to get all of me when I'm giving everything I got, when I'm surrendering myself as a living sacrifice. You're going to get every bit of me.
Everything. Ooh-wee. Hey, sister. My God, my God.
You know, I didn't know where I was going tonight, Dr. Hunter, but I just letting it out.
Well, and just let it flow. Let it flow.
I don't mean to step on nobody's toes, but it's too much going on in this world.
It's time.
You know,
it's
people
time
are dying every day. Like I said, they found a full family down in Crowley, Texas, dead. Now, come on now. Where are we? You know, the church is supposed to be open for as a hospital. We're supposed to be the beacons of hope.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, and the door over there locked. But you got to call Sister Such and Such to get the key. Why? Saints ought to be praying. I thought that's a living sacrifice. Ella was at the temple day and night.
That's
the one that met Jesus when he was a baby. But what I'm saying is, where are we when we lock the door of the church? Where are we when we have a church in a community and ain't nobody in there? Why? Why ain't nobody in the church? And when I say that, I'm raising my hand first, okay? Give me the first straight jacket. I'll go out without a fight. I'm not pointing any fingers. What I'm saying to us is, why is our church empty? And you got houses all around the church.
Yes.
Something's going on with them people in them houses. How come you can't come out the door? Why can't you knock on the door of the houses around the church?
Yes.
You know, when I first became born again, I went out to San Francisco for some management training, but I got loose on this watchman me. I never heard of him. I was just standing in front of his book one day at a Christian bookstore, and I grabbed it. It's name of it was Spiritual Man. And one of the old Christians that I was around, he said, how did you get this book? I said, I don't know. I just was standing in front of it, and I just grabbed it and went and paid for it. So what happened was when I left the bookstore with that book, I started reading it. And I got sent, I got out of the Army, and I was manager of this new company. And they sent me to San Francisco for management training. And I was so amazed with this book and this teaching. It's nothing but the Word of God. But he's teaching Spiritual Man about how a man is a spirit, soul, and a body.
That's from
Thessalonians.
My God.
And so I was a new Christian. So this thing had me just like, wow. And I was meeting Jehovah's Witnesses. at the same time I was breaking that thing down on them, and they was looking at me like I had turned white or something, you know.
Yeah.
And I just didn't even, you know, have an understanding how to talk to people, but I was just giving them what I had, you know. And so I went out to California, San Francisco, and this is where they brought the ministry to, because he was killed in China. You know, he was martyred.
Yes.
But the ministry came over from China to San Francisco, and when I called the people, because I found the number in the book, they made me move out that hotel into their house and stay with them. And so here I am with these Chinese folks, and they have church at their house, like in the book of Acts. And they go from door to door, knocking on the door.
Knocking on the door.
And they go there talking about Jesus. And they go to people, and they bring them right back home. And they teach right there at their table.
At their table.
You know, and it's an open table. And they get to something, you got questions, they stop. And they go through that word of God together. And this is what they do every day. And those people, they you know, when I got ready to go, they let me go. But you know what they told me? They said, whatever you want out this bookstore, we'll send it to you. You just send us the money whenever you can or whatever, however. They sent me over $2,000 or $3,000 worth of books.
What?
From there, I had a complete Watchman Nee study, Witness Lee study, everything. But, you know, God is good. And, see, we have to do this thing the way this word says.
Yes.
Not the way religion say, and not the way people say. And that's what's going to separate us.
See it.
And not that I'm trying to be separated, but I'm not trying to conform to nobody's standard but our Heavenly Father. Because it's a control thing. And I don't know where people getting caught up and needing to control you.
Yes.
Because you don't need to ask your pastor if you can go hand on track and talk about the goodness of God and bring people to know Jesus as Lord. I don't mean no disrespect when I say that. And I hope nobody take it as disrespect. But Jesus called you to go into all the world and preach the gospel and to make disciples. And it would be too much to keep up on the pastor.
Yeah.
You know, somewhere we got this thing twisted and turned in a wrong way, and I bind that devil in the name of Jesus.
My Lord. Hallelujah.
It's a very simple commission.
It is.
And then we get back to Romans 3:22-24, where it's all about having that belief and that faith in the grace of God and what Jesus Christ has already done for us. Because we all have sinned and fall short. But we have been justified, and it comes through our belief in what Jesus have done. And that is where I'm going tonight and for the rest of the time that I have an opportunity to talk on this radio, is to talk about Jesus.
Well, that's
I don't
what
think you can talk about anything else but Jesus and who he is and what he has done and what that means for our life.
Amen.
Amen.
That authority that it gives us, I think we've gotten lost in the shuffle and need to get back to the basics.
Amen. Well, you know one thing, son, is out. As you were in the word, I picked this word up here. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly place in Christ. So when you travel worse doing what God said do. And I'm so excited tonight what you've done. In other words, you did a Jackie Robinson. You knocked the ball out of the park. You knocked it out of the park. And that's what God wants. I pray God is excited. I pray God is up in heaven. Pray. So that's my daughter. That's look at him. Well, let the devil know he ain't going to take over. And one thing I will say, I thank God of hearing, because the churches today, black or white, rich or poor, they've gone to set up their own traditions. They've taken God's word and put it aside. said, do as I say do. And that ain't the scripture. And in Texas, I'm telling folks, to get folks in Texas to get right, you got some knuckleheads here, all over America, as a matter of fact. And one thing I will say tonight, if anybody doesn't have anything to say, I will say this, because one thing, what God has ordained us to do, to go ye out there for and preach and teach the word of God, and that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. And I say, the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Galatians, he said, wait, hold it, let me show you something. He says, the word I received wasn't given to you, given to me by a man. No, a man taught me, but it was through the revelation of Jesus Christ. Wow. Praise the living God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Amen. And that's why we have to understand the spiritual thing about it. We can talk about man this and man that, but we have to, if man don't understand the spiritual side of what God is trying to convey, because, you know, we can take, for instance, a war, the Israelites and the Philippines, we can take that as just a natural war.
Yeah.
But that's not what God is saying.
No.
He showed us in the natural, but they're not understanding the spiritual side of it. And to go back to the story when Jesus was born, King Herod, he already knew that there was somebody greater that was coming that can shut down his kingdom. And he even knew this even as Jesus was a baby.
Yes.
And that's the same thing. You know, a lot of people in ministry, they see the Spirit of God that's on you, but you're still a baby in Christ, and they want to stop. They want to stop you from growing. They want to stop your growth. You know, you said it. Jesus said, go out there and teach ye the world. You know, make disciples of all nations. But because they see the anointing on you, oh, this person is greater than me, but they're not realizing it's not that the person is greater than you. It's the Spirit of the living God that's upon this person that's greater than you. Just teach the people and give them the substance they need to send them out. But King Herod, that's a spirit. That's a spirit of murder. And we have to understand, I'm going to murder. He tried to murder Jesus. He told him, do the censor. And you, all these kids, all these boys that's been born 2 years and under, murder them. And that's why Jesus, God, had to flee his son. Because if he hadn't, he would have been murdered and his purpose would have been stopped. Well, that's what's happening. We got to attack spirit. And we got to, we the ones that have tapped into the spiritual side and the things of God, these are the things that we got to come against. God said, love the things I love and hate the things I hate. He loves his people. But these spirits is what he's already done away with. He's already fought these. The more and more we tap into him, then he said that my word is it's like a treasure hidden in a field. We got to search it out. God is a mystery, and only way we're going to tap into that mystery part of God is tapping into the supernatural parts of God, the spiritual parts of God. Do you know how many people sitting right up in church right now have not been baptized in the Holy Spirit? It's the power of God. Having the power of God, no, it says having a form of godliness but denying the power within. They have not allow the power of God to come in and change them. It's things that they've been taught. And so they think it's right until somebody come in with the anointing and the power of God to bring forth that change and deliverance in people. We're going to continue to see the same cycle over and over and over and over and over again.
It's a lot of people sitting up in church that don't believe.
That's it. But they doing it out of what?
There's a lot of people that are sitting up in church that have no faith in
no
the
faith.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, no,
yes,
no,
it's
no.
a lot of folks going on. Wait, well, let me get this last one out, and then you can go. It's a lot of people going on missionary trips.
Yeah.
That are not saved. That are not saved going on missionary trips.
But it goes right back to the leaders not teaching and not training these people. See, you can't send somebody out in the battlefield. You can't send somebody out in the battlefield and they're not being equipped for it. They come back. They come back messed up. They come back broken. They come back sick. Their bodies afflicted with infirmities and stuff that they don't understand what happened. Because you're dealing with things that you're not even quite sure what you're dealing with. Yeah, it's good to go over and feed the hungry and clothe the naked. That all those things are good. But once you make contact, you're contacted. You know, he says in Deuteronomy that he will enlarge our territories. When you go into different territories, there's a different demon. That's right. I'm telling you, the same kind of. Texas don't have the same kind of demons that North Carolina have, and North Carolina don't have the same kind of demons that New Jersey have. We are walking on different territories, and we have to. What he tell Joshua? Joshua and Caleb did what? They went and spied out the land before the people could even enter into the land. And that's what we're not doing. We're not spying out the land. We're not seeking God. We're not truly seeking God. We're not even, God says, told Moses to tell the people. Now, God needs to come in and have a visitation with all the people. Because, see, the people are really cutting up, and they really just showing off down there in the land that God sent them out to when he sent them out of Egypt. They just cutting up. So he says to the people, he says to Moses, he says, Moses, I want you to prepare the people. And I want you to tell the people that they got to sanctify themselves. They got to wash themselves. They got to cleanse themselves. But this is the stuff that we're not doing in the churches anymore. I was just telling the first lady of the church that I go to, I said, when I come back, I said, I pray that we would get together and there would be a washing, that the women would get together, truly be washed and bathed and soaked in the word of God, where they can come forth and they can just truly be free. It's too many people that's been bound and they hurt and they're broken, but because of nobody having the anointing and the power of God to break those chains. It's the anointing of God destroy the yoke. Now, we said over in Isaiah, no, the word of God says over in Isaiah, he asked Isaiah, who would go?
And who should I send?
Come on.
Send me, Lord. Send me, Lord.
Send me. And that's what we do. We hawk into the call. But once we step our foot, let me finish this right here, then you can go up, Pastor. Once we step our foot into the fire, because he says, this is what Isaiah said. He said, I'm like coal. I'm like filthy. You want to use me, God? Yes. Because the word of God washes us. The word of God cleanses us. The word of God purifies us. So once we step our foot into the fire gets too hot and people jump out. And he says, those who put their hands to the plow and look back are not fit for the kingdom of God. We have to keep moving forward and going deeper and deeper and deeper and higher in the things of God. Amen.
Amen. And, you know, when we look at that, that's perfect. But it's all on Jesus right now.
Come on.
All of that you just talked about is all summed up in Jesus right now.
Amen.
And that is the issue. You know, a Christian asked me, and I said, I know this is the issue for all of us. We have to know who Jesus is specifically, because if you don't know, how you going to believe?
Yes.
How can you believe if you don't know? That's the problem.
That's the problem.
We don't know. There is not a right knowing, so there's no right believing. Folks know a little bit, something or another, but we got to know Jesus.
Got to know him personally.
What was done? Why was it done? And what does it mean to us? How can I walk in a believer's authority and I don't even know?
It's the relationship.
That's the issue.
It's through relationship.
That is the issue. It is all the thing, and it's all in. And in Romans it says that if you, let me find it. If you don't have the Spirit, you're none of Him.
No, you're not.
And see, that's the issue. You know, we do a head-tail job in this church. And I'm just, I said we. So I ain't talking about nobody else. I'm talking about all of us. We do a half-job of preaching this gospel. And then there you go. We are beat up and torn up all over the battlefield. Well, preach the gospel and quit mixing it with all, well, fix the Christmas tree and bring them over here and do all this. We all off of going into all the world and preaching the gospel. We got all kind of other stuff going on in the church besides this very simple commission. Teaching me. We teaching everything else but of Jesus and what he did. Who know? I asked a few things. Who is Jesus and what did he do? I got all kind of answers. Now, come on now. We ought to be straight. If I believe, I ought to be able to tell you who he is and what he did and what it means in my life.
My God.
So, I ought to be able to let somebody down with that and bring them to Christ. Some of us can't even lead somebody to preach, to pray the prayer of salvation. Now, what's wrong with us?
What's wrong with us?
But it goes right back to what you had started teaching. The Spirit was upon the land even when Jesus was born because King Herod wanted to do away with Jesus. So therefore, the Spirit is still here and want to do away with Jesus, want to do away with the teaching of God. But we got to be firm. It told us we the saints, we the Christians of God, the sons and daughters of God, we got to be firm about who Christ Jesus is, and we got to continue to be persuasive to tell the people. But what it all boils down to is a relationship.
They can't get to know Jesus.
They can't get to know Jesus until they're introduced to Jesus. It's just like the great gift.
If you ain't got no relationship, how you going to tell somebody else about it?
Amen.
See, we come out of these churches and we so busy about raising the offering and give me five people to run up here with $100.
Well, it might not seem like it, but we still got a lot of people that still have a relationship with God, with Jesus. We do.
That's the issue. And we all have the issue.
Yeah, Pastor, listen. The issue is that we want to preach on about what somebody is not doing and their accountability. But the word of God,
I'm talking about going into all the world preaching the gospel. I ain't talking about what I mentioned what's going on here. But that's what we got to go back to our focus in these churches.
Amen. Because I'm going to read something in 2 Timothy chapter 4. It says verse 1: I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead of the appearance of His kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season.
That means
whether it's favorable or unfavorable, we still got to preach this word. He might send us into the pit, but that's not favorable for us, but it's favorable for him and the reason why he sent us down there, and that's why we got to do it. And let me finish reading that scripture. It says, reprove. That means to retrain. See,
Amen.
A lot of people have been trained, have been taught the wrong way. people have a lot of people have good intentions. They really do about wanting to preach the word of God, but it's a lack of knowledge. It's a lack of training. It's a lack of instruction. It's a lack of directions that people have got, but they have good intentions, but they need help. They need help. And that's when we sit around the round table, because now we calling us a group. Okay, I don't ordain you to this and ordain you to blah 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 in this position. This is when we sit down and say, but Pastor, you know what? This is what the Holy Spirit is speaking to me. But when we come into these group meetings at the round table, guess what people do? They're so afraid of the pastors that they shut their mouth and don't open up what thus said the Lord. Because God says each generation shall be wiser. So, therefore, they got something to offer. If they didn't, you would have never saw the call in their life to put them in a leadership position. You in a leadership position, but yet you afraid to open your mouth.
Well, may I say something?
Yes, sir.
Okay, one thing I will come to understand is like we now live in, and being a former soldier, I was there. One thing I began to understand, and Paul, when he writes to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 6, he says, fight the good fight of faith. So to those of us that believe, I don't have time to. I've come to one understanding in my life, this day in my life. There are a lot of pastors that ain't going to hear whatever I say. They're not going to invite me to their church. They ain't going to do nothing. So I got to go out amidst and do what God told me to do. And the more I need to do it, the more God is showing me. I meet more people. Hello?
He gave us a word for that. If they don't receive you, if they don't receive you, you take your feet up, you dust it off, and you keep it moving. See, this is what we get stuck at. Dr. Hunt, I'm sorry, but let me just finish this little point right here, and I promise I'll give it right back to you. But this is what we get stuck at. We get stuck at what man failed to do and not what the pastor Sonia is about to finish teaching on. The word of God tells us to teach Jesus. That's all the word of God tells us to do. Teach Jesus. If we teach Jesus, it's going to bring forth change. All this other stuff that people throw across the pulpit that they think that God says, oh, we know that God chastises those who he loves, but God said, I chastise those who I love. People are not going to chastise you the way that God's going to chastise you.
Well,
you know what, I asked you all for prayer too, because this is what I'm going to be hitting, and just giving you an idea so that when you come on the radio Monday night and I have an opportunity here, we're going to be talking about who is Jesus, what he has done, and what it means in my life.
Who?
Amen.
And believer's authority. And I want you to pray for me.
Amen.
As I study this word and as I open myself to the Spirit and surrender to him. Because I think this is something very important. And, you know, the importance of it is that these are issues that come before me every day.
Yeah.
Amen.
And when I put it like that, it must be something important. If he told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel, which is the good news about what God has done. To reconcile the people back to him, because that was the issue.
Yes,
we got knocked off in the beginning in Genesis. That's the issue, see. We come in, he made a way for us to come back to him.
Yes.
Through Jesus. So, and see, I see this every day because I'm on the floor with the Muslims, and they're looking at me. You know, this woman is all about this Jesus. And you know what? I need to be able to tell them who is Jesus, because see, they got a lot of lying going on. I'm telling you.
Amen.
I have got wrapped up in a discussion to the point of they got They call him a prophet, but they don't call him the only begotten son.
That's it.
They get mad at me when I say that. But, oh, they better to fight then. But they can't get me. And I stand up flat foot and tell them I believe. Now, just because you don't believe, that's not going to stop me. And I'm not mad at you. You got an issue with God. I believe that this is God's only begotten son and that he is my savior.
He is my savior.
Amen.
Let's stop right
okay?
now.
Okay, and I need to tell you why he my savior. Because I know for sure I have eternal life. And see, when they die, they trying to figure out if they going to heaven or hell. I don't have to figure because of Jesus.
Amen.
You see, that's the issue. He died for my sins, past, present, and future.
Yeah.
I believe it. He is the Lamb of God.
Yes.
That take away the sins of the world.
Amen.
You see, they still buying lambs. The Muslims and the Jews are buying lambs. We ain't buying no more lambs, baby. Hallelujah.
No, we don't have to. That's right.
Go ahead, man. I'll slap somebody if you can. Someone slap my hand. We ain't got to buy a lamb, baby, because the Lamb of God. And see, that's what's so important right there. When you start talking to them like that, they can't say one word.
Amen. But see, that's what we
and that's what people need to understand. I got a Savior. They need to know they got a Savior. Them people in Crowley, Texas, that the man committed suicide after he killed everybody in the house, he needed to know he had a Savior.
Yeah.
He needs to know that Jesus was bruised for his iniquity, that the chastisement of his peace was upon him, and by his stripes, he needs to know that.
Amen. And they need to know that the devil can't put them in hell. It's that God that puts them in, well, it's themselves that put them in hell, but hell belongs to God as well.
But you know what I say to everybody, and I make this statement. God cannot kill the devil. And somebody said, why? I said, let me tell you why. Take all the scriptures and search through them. Everywhere that the devil went, he was a beautiful in heaven, according to the book of Ezekiel. He was a created one. He was there to do service, but he saw in his heart, he saw what y'all can do it for him. Y'all, they need to do it for me. So he got all those angels to follow him. And they failed. As a result, today we stand right now in the midst of a divided country, a divided nation, all around the world. The enemy is doing all he can. I'm not glorifying him. I'm just going to bring the point. See, God, when a question was raised when I was a young man, I asked the question. I said, why don't God go ahead and kill the devil? It took him a long time to answer me. But as I studied and prayed and believed, God is not a murderer. God is not a thief. God will not kill the spirit. The flesh must die, but the spirit lives on. So he put the devil in a place where he can bind him forever. And one thing today we have to come to know, those of us on the radio tonight and those who are listening out there, don't think they're not listening because they're listening. They're hearing something they never heard before. And I want to say this above all, what I come to understand. Who is Jesus? Well, I met Jesus when I was 9 years old. I got baptized in him when I was 9 years old. Who is Jesus? I mean, I come to study the word as a young man. And the more I understood about who he was, I didn't understand the Old Testament, but the joy came in my heart when I began to study the New Testament. And nothing but the four gospels. I learned so much about what Jesus come on. He was born. When I went to the book of John and read it in John chapter 1, John 17:1, he said, Father, the hour has come. After all that he has done on this earth realm, he has shown his disciples what he needed to have done. He taught them. And he said, well, Father, I've done everything you told me to do. See, that was a covenant between God and Jesus, and the covenant come into play. The more we come down, the more we involved in where we are. And I always say this with love and kindness. The God we serve is an awesome God. But the more you pray, the more you study, and I've come to the point in my life to see it. the more I study and penetrate on the Word of God, and the more you see God's Word doing, God will not allow His Word. God said, He said, and I like what that 94-year-old lady, Miss the other night on the radio,
Lenora,
and she said, "Well, I just want to say, if you ain't on God's side, you're on the wrong side." But she come back and shot another double shot. She said, "Everybody ought to treat everybody like they want to be treated." I said, "Oh, Lord, have mercy." See, if you're going to love me for who I am. Love me because what God is doing for me. And I moved to the arena of saying these words. Tonight's a night where you think we see something in 2015, you're going to see things we just talking about tonight is going to start happening. Because there's going to be a lot of the pastors are losing their churches. A lot of the teachers, the fivefold ministers, not functional like it's supposed to be. It's not. The fivefold ministry is not running like it's supposed to be. And God sent the fivefold ministry. He sent the book of Ephesians. He said, "I've given these gifts." It's gifts. Ain't no position. It's gifts that God has given to the body of Christ. And everybody can serve in that. God called them to that position. Not to say you ordained to that position, but that you must do what you have to do. A prophet is a prophet, an apostle, a teacher, all the fivefold ministry. And what we have to do is we got to start praying for the body of Christ to become unified across America. And I've been trying and praying and asking God, but I've come to an understanding, found a gold nugget here. The gate is always open to the truth. And I've been in the midst of many Muslims, and I've heard a lot of Muslims say things, but I always ask one question. And it's been answered for me, because I used to say, "Well, if God be real, why don't He show Himself?" He did. He showed Himself through His Son, Jesus Christ. He did. Jesus said, "When you see me, you've seen the Father." If you can, so have you seen Jesus in the roundabout way, in the spiritual? Yes, you have seen Jesus. You've seen Him spiritually. The more you interact with God, I'm telling you, the more I've been fasting and praying and trusting God and watch God raise my consciousness spiritually. God, I said, "Well, this flesh is nothing. It's dying. It's dying. But I'm living this from day to day that I can get myself where God would have me to be in a position." The one thing I was reading tonight, what the Bible says, God has put us in a spiritual place. He's called us. He's called us to that place. And we who do say we are, we need to do it. I know I do. Let me just say on my side. See, on my side, it's God. And on the world's side, the devil. I ain't serving the devil. I ain't looking back no more. No, I ain't looking back. I won't entertain that thought. Sometimes we have to take a position. Right now, as the sister said in Georgia, there are a lot of pastors that don't understand what God is calling them to do. They're afraid to let their congregation go on a 3 or 4 day fast. I have a set up, but they won't do that because they're not in control. See, I don't want to be in control. I just want to have God to reside in me and know what He wants done. As long as you let the Word of God out, somebody's going to see the truth. Somebody's going to see it. Case in point. Now I'm riding.
Amen.
I'm riding the bus in Houston. Well, I have to have a car to come pick me up, and I tell folks and see. I'm bragging on what God is doing. See, God don't send the worst car. I said, "God come and pick me up in a Rolls Royce." A Rolls Royce? I said, "Yeah, that's my Rolls Royce. That yellow cab there, Metro, is what God has done for me." And so that's the highest order of a car that they make. So I say this: God wants us to have the best, to be the best. He hasn't made us to be liars, thieves, and robbers, but what He wants to do in these last days. And all I can say to each of y'all, pray for me. I pray for you because we're living in a time right now. Now, just think about it. Right here, not too far from Houston, that man that went there and killed them folks. But every preacher might, "Well, you know, I don't know what to do." You the biggest liar preacher is. You know what it's supposed to do. Are you doing your job? Because God's going to charge us. And I don't want to be charged by God. And the one thing I've come to find out, and the more I read the Word, And I say this one thing. If we all take the 12th chapter of Romans, verse 1, Paul said, brethren, my heart desires, brethren and sisters, my heart to prayer to God is that you present your body as a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice.
Yeah.
And every time, the more we do that, the more God fires us. All God get excited. He gets excited. And I say, okay, Lord. And the more I study it, the more I study it, and the more I find, I've just been going through the, just been praying and said, well, Lord, show me this. God said, he said, and God show me this, and I read and study, and I pray, and God show me this. Oh, my God. Stuff I read, but see, time has come in my where I settle down and hear what God's word is saying to me. And God is saying a lot of to me and through me, because I say this through the prophets, you know, nobody said I'd ever have a radio station, but I kept believing God. And I got a radio station. Nobody said I would have a website. I got all that. See, I have all that God has promised me. Do I want it back? No. But I wanted to glorify God. I wanted to glorify God. Glorify God. And see, one thing we take notice of what the Bible tells you and I, all of us. Jesus said, no man, black or white, rich or poor, going to get to see the Father except he come by me. Now, I don't care what the Muslim, the Chaka Chaka, all say, except. and that's what John says. He said, if you're not, he said, he who knows the Father and don't know the Son, oh, you done missed it. But if you know the Son.
You don't know me. Come on.
Yes. Yeah. And so that's where we are today. And it took me, and I was telling some folks my testimony. I said, well, one thing. One of the brothers that was, I was out ministering, he was telling me all God was doing. I said, well, thank you, brother. But he was telling me what God was doing, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Well, it comes to one point. I told him, I said, brother, he said, well, I want to ask you one question, Hunter. I said, go ahead. Now, he's in prison. He should be out another 6 or 7 weeks. He said, Hunter, he says, the one question I got to ask, why are you not here? I said, well, that's not a question. That's a statement. Because the Bible tells me, in 1 Peter 2:24, I, Willie J. Hunter, am healed by the sight Jesus born is back for me. He said, well, what's up? I said, yeah, well, that's the only thing I can tell you. Because God healed me when he bore those stripes on his back. When he hung that ignominious death. When he rose from the dead and stood on the right hand of God. He died for me. And I also pointed out and tried to point to the brother who was ready to come on. I said, well, you know what? There's a difference between these words. I hope this will come in. There's condemnation. There's condemnation. And there's chastisement. And there's chastisement. Condemn means you move something completely. Condemn it. But God came in and let me know. He said, I come in to chastise you, not to condemn you. And I told him, I said, you know, brother, God told me that some. But I'm here for him taking me to a point where I can bow my face before God, where I thought I was somebody, I nobody, but I've come to understand God can do. And everything I look at God, God is still doing what he said he's going to do. But it's up to us to believe, because God wants to use us. He wants to use us. See, there are a lot of people are lying out there, but I ain't got, all I can do is pray for them. That's all I can do is pray for them. And you know one thing? I'm going to be ready for you next Monday. I'm going to be like the man say, I am ready to cross over to do what God has told us to do. Amen.
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 Dr. Hanna?
Yes, yes.
Prophetess Shonda?
Yes, ma'am.
Just we have one last thing to say, and I'd like y'all to pray before we get off.
Okay.
About the church, the leadership, the call, the commission that we have.
Yeah.
And the salvation of those that may be listening to us on the line tonight. Prophet Shonda, you pray after I just have one last thing to say. You know, we all have sinned, and we don't, and we deserve God's judgment. God the Father sent His only Son to satisfy that judgment. And I'm saying this for the benefit of those who are listening, because I know you know, and I know Dr. Hunter knows.
Yes.
But God the Father sent His only Son
His
to
only
satisfy
son.
That judgment for those
yes.
who believe in Him, Jesus. Amen. The Creator
Amen.
And eternal Son of God, who lived a sinless life and loved us so much that He died for our sins, taking the punishment that we deserved. He
yes.
was buried and He rose from the dead according to the Bible.
Yes.
And Prophet Shonda is going to pray for all those. If you truly believe and trust this in your heart, you can receive Jesus right now. You can receive Him right now. You know, you don't have to go anywhere. You can receive Him right where we are talking to you on this radio.
Yeah.
You know, God hears us when we cry. And He, and this is, has to be a personal cry. If you truly believe and trust this in your heart, receiving Jesus as alone as your Savior, because He died for our sins, the chastisement of our sins was upon Him. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed. You can receive Jesus in your heart as your Savior, and you can
yes.
declare that He is Lord, and you will be saved from judgment
yes.
and spend eternity with God in heaven. Now, come on now.
Yes.
Amen.
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 That's the
Amen.
Bottom line, ain't it?
That's the bottom line.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
John 3:17. You know, we quote 16 all the time, but I do want to quote 17 before I begin to pray, because God put that in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's time for people, you know, to make the decision, you
yeah.
know, who they're going to serve. And
yeah.
I will
yeah.
say this right here, because we are at the end of the year that's approaching. And I will say this, that the Holy Spirit revealed to me, is that rebellion has a price to pay. And that type of attitude of rebellion is not going to be able to survive in 2015. So it behooves the people to make the decision today to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, because next year we're going to see so many deaths that's going to plague the land. And
yes.
it is a plague.
It's a plague.
It is a plague. You know, and if your house is not covered with the blood, and we can go into the book of Genesis, when the plague hit the land that murdered and killed so many people.
Yeah.
But God is warning people, do not bring the same type of attitude, rebellion, and disobedience in 2015. God has been merciful, and that's what He says, my mercies do every day. But if you're not under the grace of God, that forbid grace run out, it's running out. It's running out. So it behooves you to choose you this day who you're going to serve. And I am going to read John 3:17, because He says, for God sent His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. And he that believes on Him is not condemned, but he that believes not condemns. You're already condemned, because
yeah.
he has not believed
in the name of the only begotten God. And that's where people are failing to realize, oh, they always say people speak this on me and people speak that on me. No, people are speaking what thus said the Lord. And because the lack of knowledge and not knowing what the Word of God says, you thinking is that it's man that's speaking these things, but it's not. It's the Spirit of the living God. The Son is speaking to his people. My sheep know my voice and no other will they follow. And it's such a cry upon the land. It's so many people that's reaching out and they don't know where to reach to. And they're looking for the men of God that will manifest on this earth. We got to be so in tune with the Heavenly Father that we speak nothing, do nothing but on what our Father, the one who sent us to do. I formed you. I knew you. I predestined you. And I'm crying out for souls tonight. And Dr. Hunt, if you could give that phone line number out tonight, because I do believe there is somebody that's listening that want to call in, and they just want to be uplifted and be prayed for, and just somebody hear their cry. You know, everybody is speaking, but not enough people are hearing. We can listen, but are you really hearing? And that's what God is saying. Are we really in tune to what the Spirit of the living God is saying? Everybody want to be in power and want to be in authority. But when they relinquish their own power and authority and give it back to the rightful owner, he said, unto us, a son is born. I mean, a child is born. A son is given. And the government should be upon his shoulder. And he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, the Lord God Almighty. Give power back to where power belongs. There is no name, there is no power and dominion over Jesus Christ. None. His Father gave it to him because he bore not one sin. He was obedient to what his Father sent him to do. You want to see some power? You really want to feel the power of God? Be obedient to God. Be obedient. Because he truly would amaze you with the things he would do through you.
Amen.
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 So Heavenly Father, gracious one, we just bless your holy name, Lord. We just thank you for who you are. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the atonement. We thank you for being our Redeemer. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our Savior. We thank you for dying on the cross and rising again. We thank you for everything that you have done. You said that you are our Lord and our Shepherd, and we share now walk, and you shall supply all our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. And Father God, tonight I pray right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for every leader, Father God, in this country, Father God, in other countries right now, God, that they will submit to the will and to the authority of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let them recognize and realize that you control each and everything that's operating in this earth and under the earth and the world to come. Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we will commit ourselves totally to your will and to your authority, Father God, that we will be ruled and regulated by you and you only, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you will return people back to their first love. You said, oh, Israel, turn around. God, tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, it's not by might nor by power, but it's by your Spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let the people feel your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, God. God, I ask you right now, God, hallelujah, like you said in Job, that you have stepped down.
Yes,
off your throne, and you are walking the earth. God, let it be a shaking, let it be a pouring, an outpouring of your Spirit upon this land, God, in the name of Jesus, that people will receive your power and receive your glory, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You said, for being one soul be lost, God. God, let people's heart, the matters that's on your heart, let it begin to matter to people again, Father God. God, in the name of Jesus, God, you said, Father God, that we must first deny ourselves, God. So, God, remove all hidden agendas. Remove all our agendas, God, and let it be about your agenda. You told us to go out there and teach ye the word, Father God, discipling all nations, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Preaching, Father God, hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus, teaching, Father God, who you are, Lord Jesus, God, and you told us to do it until the end of the world, Father God. So, God, in the name of Jesus, God, let them begin to come on one accord, one mindset, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said, so you and the Father as one, so shall we be. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, let us have that one mindset, God. God, let your anointing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, fall fresh upon each and every one of us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that we may move and operate, God, according to your authority, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we know it's only you, it's by you, God, that can bring forth change, that can bring forth healing, that can bring forth deliverance, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. My people which was called by my name. Oh, God, we just humble ourselves, God, under your mighty throne, God, under your hand, Father God, and turn from our wicked ways and seek your face, God. Oh, God, and repent, Lord Jesus, Father. You said in your word, God, that you shall forgive us, God, and you shall heal the land, Father God. God, we're crying out for the land, God. We're crying out for the people. We're crying out for the ones that don't know. God, in the name of Jesus, God, pour out your Spirit, God, that you will open up minds, God, that we will seek you more for your wisdom and your knowledge and your understanding, Father God. Oh, God, tonight, Lord Jesus, God. Oh, God, let it be a shaking, let it be a trembling upon this earth, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God. God, let them know, Father God, that you are in control. You are in charge, God. Oh, God, and I thank you for doing it right now, God. Oh, God, that one right now, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're just giving up, God. It's about to commit suicide, God. God, I ask you to intervene tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I thank you for saving their souls right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, tonight, God, you don't know what to do, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father God, about the situation, their marriage, God. God, I ask you right now to intervene right now in the name of Jesus, God. Bring healing, bring deliverance, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Go deep to the wounds of their souls tonight, Father God. God, let them know what your word says, what your word decrees already, Father God. A sanctified man, a sanctified woman will sanctify the whole household, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Tonight, Lord Jesus, you didn't give up on us, God. You could have gave up any given time, Lord Jesus, but you buried it all way to the cross, God. God, tonight, God, let us begin to bear each another's affirmities and burdens like you told us to do, God, like never before, God. God, let us not be so quickly to reprove, God, but to reprove, God, that we begin to teach and we begin to train your people, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. God, tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you have already delivered us out of the hands of the enemy, God. And God, let us not, God, continue to put ourselves in those situations, in those places, God, that we have no business, God. But God, let us look to the hills, what cometh thy help, our help coming from you, God, who made the heaven and the earth, God. God, I ask this tonight, God, let your roar, let your voice roar like thunder tonight, God. God, let us feel your consuming fire tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, and I thank you for doing it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Go to each government, God. And God, I ask you to speak to their minds tonight, God. God, let them begin to have visitations by you, Holy Spirit, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, let them know, God, they're only in authority because you allow them to be in authority, God. So, God, speak to their hearts and to their minds, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, we know what your word says. We in the terror shall grow together, and you shall do the separation, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, deliver your people, God. Set them free tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, let them know, God, where their hope lies in. Their hope lies in you, Father God. Let them begin to choose you like never before, God. Let them believe that your son died and that he rose again and that he is the Lord and that he is our God. Let them begin to believe like never before, God. God, let us begin to be so firm and about your business, Father God, because time is drawing near, time is running out, Father God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, let us bring hope. Let us reconcile your people back unto you, God, like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, let us begin to teach and preach Jesus like never before. You are the one that walked on water. You are the one that healed the blind and the sick. You are the one that set the captives free. You are the one that stop the hands of the enemy. You are the one. You are the great I am. Oh, God, tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless your holy name, God.
Hallelujah.
We bless your holy name for who you are and the things that you have done, Father God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, let them begin to believe, God, like never before, God. Oh, Father God, you said signs and wonders will follow those who believe, Father God. God, I have seen your hand. I have seen your power. I have seen your glory, God. Let everybody experience who you are, God, like never before, God, into a greater magnitude, God, like never before, God. Oh, Father God, you said where you be lifted up upon the earth, you shall do the drawing, God. God, draw men to your bosom tonight, God. Set them free tonight, God. Deliver them, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. God, we come against that murdering spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, God. And God, we draw our blood covering over our dogs, over our loved ones and our families, God. We draw a smear of blood over their houses tonight, God. Allow no hurt, no harm, or danger seen and unseen. Come now to their dwellings, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. You giving us the power. You giving us authority here on earth, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, let us consecrate ourselves, God. Let us lay before you, God. Injure us out, God, that you may fill us up, God. We need to be filled up, God, with your wisdom and your knowledge and your understanding and everything that you have called us to do, Father God. You said greater work, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, let us begin to do the greater work, God. Let us begin to deny ourselves, God. Let us begin to set it and show ourselves out approved, God. Oh, God, you said a workman right and dividing the word of truth. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, have mercy upon our souls, Father God. Open our minds up to creativity, God. God, that we be able to woo. We be able to woo the people unto you, God, like never before, God. Let it be a drawing. Let it be an outpouring, God, like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You said, God. You said, call for a solemn assembly, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us rinse ourselves before you, God. Let us stand pure and naked before you, clean, God. Clean hands and a pure heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, teach us how to win wars, God. Teach us how to win battles, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, God, oh, God, oh, God. Leading God us, Father God. We need you to intervene, God. We need your directions and your instructions, Lord Jesus. We know that you see all, Father God. And God, you said nothing hidden as such. As everything is hidden, it shall be revealed, God. Reveal your hidden mysteries and secrets unto us, Father. God, oh God, oh God. That we may be effective in your kingdom, God. You called us to be kingdom builders, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let's begin to build your kingdom that you may be glorified, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, oh God, I bless your name. I bless your name. And I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor for the things that you have done, God. You said that you are the author and you are the finisher. So we know that it's already been written. You said it in your word. It's already been written, Lord Jesus, God, oh God. Let's begin to plot those things that's already been written, God. Because you said, bring back to you your memories of what you said, God. And you said your word would not return, not void unto you, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us truly seek your face, Father God. God, in the name of Jesus, that we be effective in all your house, God. Whether it be a church building on the outside, God, or whether it be our houses, God, that we have opened up our doors, God, to invite the people in, God. God, you said the truth shall make us free, God. Let us teach and preach your truth, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. You said we cannot get to the Father unless we come to you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Have mercy. Have mercy upon us, Lord Jesus. Forgive us of our shortcomings, Lord Jesus. But God, oh God, begin to perk our hearts, God. God, in the name of Jesus, God, that our eyes will be open to the things of you, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, sharpen our hearing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we will be so in tune with you. You say, God, hallelujah, God, let your lips touch our ears, God, tonight, Father God, that we will hear clearer. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, your divine instruction, Father, and we bless you and we praise you for doing it right now, God. It is you, Father. It is through you, Lord Jesus, that we have our very being. If it was not for you, Lord, we would not be here, Father. Oh, God, and we're grateful, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. We all fall short of the glory of God, but God, because you sent your Son, we've been redeemed by the blood. And God, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, let us not continue to use that, God, oh, God, because we have no more excuses. It's your blood and it's your word that washes and purifies and it keeps us clean and it keeps us righteous with you, Lord. Oh, God, and I bless your holy name right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, greater works, greater works, greater works, God, that we shall do, we must do. In the name of Jesus, God, we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor right now. It's in Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Your word became life. and dwells amongst us. And Father, I just want to say tonight, I want to thank you for all of those on the radio station with us. I want to thank you for Sonia for the job she's from teaching. I want to thank you for the prophetess from God. And tonight, Father, we just say thank you. Tonight, we just say we reconcile ourselves unto you, Father. Teach each one of us to know it's you that's given us the wherewithal to do. But the anointing comes on all of us that believe to bring much increase. The more we get the anointing, the more God increases us. And may we go out there and let the world know unashamedly we love Jesus Christ. And Jesus, I just say I love you. I love you because you've done for me. I love you because you've done for me. When I was out on the world doing all kind of wrongness, but you forgave. You forgave me. You forgave me. You didn't hold it against me. You didn't condemn me. You forgave me. And that I want to say thank you. But when you condemn the world, the flesh has been condemned. Because Jesus Christ didn't die in the flesh. And Father, I want to thank you this night. Yes, sir. Father, because what Jesus did for us, how that he was calling himself the mind that was in Christ, and let this mind that was in Jesus Christ be in me also. The mind he had was a mind to satisfy you, Father. I want the same mind, Father, to satisfy you. I want to walk like he would. I want to talk like he would. I want to do what he did. I'm not ashamed. I'm not afraid. I know to live in this world is to die, but to come to be with you is to be at peace. And then, Father, because there are many things that's going on around us, we just come and we pray for the pastors all across this nation, all across this nation, from A to Z. We pray for the pastors. We pray that they come to an understanding to know that it's the word of God. And I'm asking that the fire of the Holy Ghost, well, you said that Jesus, you said word. You said you send the one who's going to baptize us with the Holy Ghost and with fire. The fire is what we need this hour. The fire set upon each one of us. The folks can see it and know and believe. And then, Father, I thank you tonight for what you've done through my body, through my mind. All that I have, I give it to you. For I just say word, I just say your word. All that I have belongs to you. All that I hope to do belongs to you. All I am going to do belongs to you, Father, because I give you the glory. And I want to thank you for bringing a better understanding of what the word says. The word became life and walked amongst men. And then, Father, when we pray and see the word, Jesus became the word. And I want to thank you for it. Somebody out there right now, some man is doing wrong. Some woman is doing wrong. Somebody is doing all kind of sin. Somebody is doing something. Even the king, all in this America, Father. Well, we pray for them. We don't condemn them. We just pray that you forgive them. We pray for that woman and man out there doing wrong. We pray for that man who's out there killing. We pray for those people. Father, we just forgive. We know all things are possible for those of us who believe. And we take tonight to say thank you for all that you have done for us and through us. And then, Father, because I want to say, Father, I want to thank you for everything. I want to thank you for my health. I want to thank you for my understanding. I want to thank you for the knowledge. I want to thank you for more things what you're doing for me. I pray for each household, whether it's a husband or a wife. I pray for their children that they'll come to understand. And, Father, let us take the children. For in the book it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. May they come to obey. May somebody out there listen hear what we're saying tonight. And, Father, we just want to thank you. We just want to thank you. We want to thank you more than Jesus Christ, because time draws nigh. Well, you said, behold, I come, and I come with my gift. And, Father, I believe the gift you give us, we give it back to you. Because we're not worthy, but because of that, we want to praise you, want to love you, want to adore you, and magnify your name. Tonight I say, Hashi Shanta, Holanda Sikiriya So, Eko, Holanda Haha. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, tonight. Thank you for Sonia. Just let the Holy Ghost dwell on her, around her, by her. Oh, God, and just get, while she's at her working place, we just ask you, Father, that the angels, your word says in Psalm 91, the angel says you're going to put an angel around her. That no dwelling will come near her dwelling place. No evil, no sickness or disease. Nothing will come because she has a word. She has a living word living in her. And I want to thank you this night. I want to thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For for the rising of the sun this morning to the setting of it. And here we are. We want to say we praise you. We love you and we thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray for those souls that we don't know where they are, but only you know. But we know you can reveal to us. You can do as you said to your You can reveal it to us. And I pray this night that somebody listening right now will be touched by the Holy Spirit. The fire will come upon them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. Continue, sir. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, we thank you for this word this evening. We thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Your spirit leading and guiding us to all truth. Lord, we just give you all the praise and the glory. And, Father, we just continue to surrender our lives to you and say, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come in our lives.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And as one of some people see you around the curve. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. God Amen. Bless you until next time. Peace be with you.
Amen.
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 Amen.